the spiritual message of Islam.
His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. If we all open our eyes to see, he is all that we need right now. And we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-Ali al-Azim. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين عجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره إن شاء الله. In previous sessions we were discussing the Quranic verses about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then we reached the verse 56 and 57 of chapter 33, Al-Ahzab, or the parties. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'ala an-nabi. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Truly Allah and His angels send salutations to the Prophet. And this is an ongoing, continuous process. Yusallun. This is not a stopping. This is not something that happened in the past or is going to happen in the future. This is something which is happening continuously. And as we have in hadith, salutation from Allah is rahmah, and salutation from the angels is tazkiyah, which means asking for purity, for forgiveness. And then by understanding this, we should be trying to do something in the same line. Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, O those who believe, now you also should continue this. You should also take part in this by sending salutations to the Prophet, which in our case would be prayer. It's dua, as we have in hadith. Because when we send salutation, we ask Allah to send rahmah to the Prophet. And this is a prayer from us. And this prayer, of course, would be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is asking for something that He Himself is doing. The advantage of this prayer is that Allah will give us the same thing that we are asking for the Prophet, and that is rahmah. And this is why in hadith says, if you send salawat to me, Allah will send salawat to you. وَسَلَّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. In hadith, we find two types of interpretations. In some hadith, it says that سَلَّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا means to say salam to them. And in some hadith, it says that to be submissive to the command of the Prophet, at taslimu l'amrih. Is there any conflict between these two? Is it only one of these two types of hadith that can be correct? To say it's sending salam to them or being submissive to them? I think no, there is no conflict. Because the reality of salam, the reality of saying to the Prophet, peace be with you, is nothing other than submission to the command of the Prophet. If there is a commander who is in charge and you reject him, you disobey him, or at least ignore him, then you cannot say, I am in good relation with you, I am at peace with you. I ask God to help you while I am rejecting you. This is not possible. So always when you send salam to a leader, it means that I am under your leadership. It's a type of like paying allegiance. You cannot send salam to Allah or Prophet or Imams and then commit sins. It doesn't make sense. Therefore, I think that being submissive to the command of Rasulullah, at-taslimu li-amrih, and sending salam are two sides of the same coin. They supplement each other, or they explain the meaning of the other.
Oh, what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow. His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. Down this road that holds all the answers. Open your heart to something greater.
His holy book speaks pure and true, and always tells us what we must do. His last prophet was sent as a guide, an example by which we abide.
There is salvation for those who seek to find the one and only source of peace and understanding of why we are here, who created us, who we must fear.
So what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Truly those who annoy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger. We explained in the previous session that there is no way to annoy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no way to trouble Allah or to harm Allah, to cause any difficulty for Allah. It's a matter of one's intention. It's a matter of one's action. If I disobey Allah, if I fight against the religion of Allah, if I fight against the Messenger of Allah, then I am annoying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not directly, but indirectly. Annoying Rasulullah is like annoying Allah. As I explained in the previous session, Allah is involving Himself to defend Rasulullah, that if you are annoying him, you are annoying me. Those who, instead of being peaceful, instead of being submissive, instead of sending salutation to the Prophet, they cause trouble for the Prophet. These are the people that would be far from Allah's mercy in dunya and akhirah. La'anahumullah fi dunya wal akhirah. It's quite opposite to receiving salutation from Allah. If you receive salutation from Allah by sending salutation to the Prophet, being peaceful with the Prophet, then you would be taken towards light. Then you would be helped in your life, in this world and the hereafter. But those who do opposite, they will move towards further darkness. They will be kept far from the mercy of Allah in dunya and akhirah. لَعْنَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ.
I'm looking back throughout the years to breathe is hard and my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light. Now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now. Did the angel let you know?
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to understand deeply the message of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to apply it to our lives and the lives of the community and the humanity, inshallah. May Allah enable us to be always on the right path with Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us and our children generation by generation to be amongst the best followers of Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. And may Allah make the last moment of our life the best moment of our life. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.
Amid the confusion, the chaos and the pain, a man emerged and Muhammad was his name. And walking with nothing but Allah as his aid, and the mark of a prophet between his shoulder blades. In a cave in Mount Hira the revelation came. Read, O Muhammad, read in Allah's name. May the blessings of Allah be on al-Mustafa. None besides him could have been al-Mujtaba. Muhammad, peace be upon his soul. The greatest of prophets, Islam was his only goal. بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسن الجميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله محمد peace be upon his soul. The greatest of prophets, Islam was his only goal.